Hello, DV Wednesday. This is Eric Rasmussen. I'm the Director of Instrumental Music and Jazz Studies at Scottsdale Community College. Looking forward to checking you out.
In honor of Jerry Mulligan, the great Barry Sax player, and it's going to feature our Barry Sax player, amazingly enough, Caleb Carton. And it's also going to feature our second trumpet player, Mr. Connor Garrison. So we're going to enjoy Mulligan's tune.
No pressure, Barry Sax. And maybe we could do something dynamically with that intro. It's this one, you know, maybe build it or decrescendo or something. A couple of trumpets have your bells a little more down than everybody else. See if you can match and hold it up there. That little harmony trombone line can actually come out a little more there. I like the drum texture change there of cymbals. There's probably some shaping possibilities in this section as well, dynamically. Another simple change for the drums. Good job. Yeah, Barry, you gotta get off the mic. More lead alto here, more lead alto. And trumpets, like, when you play that note, it's in the cracks of their soli, so don't be scared to play it loud. So this is supposed to be probably a forte section. I need you guys to blow. Go for it. Air. And drummer, you can push him a little bit here too. There we go. Yeah, so the way you ended that song, that dynamic, the decrescendo was nice, and there's lots of opportunities to do that in other places of the chart as well. Even if it's not written, you got to find a way to make music out of all that stuff.
Thank you very much. Our next piece that we're going to play for you is actually an original composition by James Cass, who's actually a good friend of mine from Mesa, Arizona, and it's called The Cat from Catalina.
James Cass, yeah.
On The Girl from Ipanema. It's going to feature on trombone, Tanner Newman. It's next going to feature Olivia Atala on tenor sax, and then third is going to feature our bass trombone player, Connor Hott.
bass player, if you can think about where your position, if you can get even closer to the side of the drummer rather than behind him. Maybe he's actually moving you. That's crazy that I said that right before he told you to move. Great minds think alike.
Yeah, you guys got to put some air behind that. Da da. Da dee da. You can kind of swell all those notes. I like to hear that little counter line from trombones come out a little more. Yeah, on the solo, there's only two scales that you're responsible for. Two triads. It wouldn't take much just to learn a few good notes that are going to work there. Like that note. Also, too, on the solos, like, this is like a, you know, it's a, there we go, quoting Empanema, and that's a little more syncopated. Drums would be cool to kind of change your cymbal for different soloists. You've been playing the same pattern the whole time. Just move to a ride cymbal. Da 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 da. Also, piano player, you've been doing the same thing over and over again too. You can vary it for different solos, you know. Hey, that ensemble stuff sounds good right there. Pitch right there, trombones. It got a little pitchy in that trombone unison. Yeah, when you trumpets, when you play with more air support, it improves the intonation exponentially, you know? Like, got to really make sure you're supporting everything you're doing, even when you're playing soft. Yeah, he said energy to start. I want to see some feats happen. I've seen a few. I want to see the whole band kind of grooving. Even if it's like a halftime thing, you know what I mean? I'm seeing no movement at all. This is dance music, people. Get into it. Even if you got to fake it. Don't rush that line. More on that crescendo. Forzando piano, get quiet. Bass player's grooming back there. Hey, good ending to that solo, man. It's all about how you start and how you end. Cool. I like that you're playing very distinct, rhythmically. The first couple of phrases you played grooved really hard. Come back to them. There you go. That's all you gotta do, man. Playing like two notes and it sounds good. Yeah, that switch to the other groove kind of seemed like it happened in the middle of the phrase. When you're changing that, make sure you're doing it at the top of a phrase, not in some random, you know, bar six or something. Yeah, man, I like that solo. That trumpet solo was rhythmic and simple and syncopated. Good job. Make sure everything is placed right in the groove. Day take da 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 bo do be day da 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 da. Yeah, this time he made the switch in the right place on the form on the drums. We could use like some cowbell back there maybe when it goes to the next level. Chank, conk, gonk, 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 gonk. Yeah. Two good examples of... Uh-oh. Maybe we could do like a stop time for the guitar solo, you know. Blop. He goes. Blop, blop. That's pretty loud. Should really build this. Go horns, go, 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 go. More, 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 more. You guys gotta blow. Wanna see feet moving on one and three here. I see half a foot moving on lead tenor. I see a foot moving on a trombone player. I see a foot moving kind of on the guitar player. Piano player. That's it. Whole band. And you guys are having fun up there at school, and you think you're playing with energy, but you're not really playing with as much energy as you think. And part of that is because you're playing in this big, massive hall. So you got to overdo everything. Shake your feet, play the game. It's acting. You're trying to get the audience involved. I have to do it too. Sometimes I'm playing and I'm like exhausted and I don't want to do anything. And sometimes I got to fake enthusiasm. I don't think you're faking enthusiasm. I think you guys are honestly having fun, but just show it a little bit. Just go for it. Even if it's against your personality, you know? If you don't want to dance, sometimes you got to dance, you know? I've been forced to dance way too many times in my life. Sometimes you just have to fake it. So, and you'd be surprised, just tapping your foot will kind of help things pop a little more, and it'll kind of energize you and wake you up. Because that's the one thing I wanted on that. And in general, I just need more air on everything you do. Air is going to help execute attacks and staccatos and your forzando pianos. It's going to help all that stuff. So listen to your band director. He's one of the folks in town that knows what he's doing. You guys are in good hands. And hope to see you guys soon. All right, bye.